This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We've got a very, very interesting show for you today. We're going to close out the show, the final two segments, with Charlotte Cuthbertson, an editor and reporter for the Epoch Times. She's actually boots on the ground in Tijuana, Mexico right now. Boy, there's a volatile situation. We're going to start out with Jeff Ferry from an organization that I happen to be a member of, the Coalition for a Prosperous America. We had a webinar yesterday that was run primarily by Jeff, and it had to do with the concept of tariffs. A lot of people think that the U.S. imposing tariffs is going to stifle our economy. A lot of crazy people, progressives I have to say, are saying that the Trump administration is basically throwing our good friends and allies under the bus. That's totally not true, as was proven by the situation with Mexico and the recent agreement with Canada. Jeff, could you explain as simplistically as you can how tariffs are helping the United States economy today?
Sure. Thanks, Al. I'm delighted to do that. So people hear a lot of conflicting things about tariffs. What tariffs are taxes on imports designed to redirect demand towards American-made products. And we've had, since the beginning of this year, a series of tariffs that the president has announced on things like solar panels, steel, aluminum, washing machines, and then a range of imports from China. And these tariffs are actually working. In other words, because we've made those foreign imports more expensive, more people are buying American products. Not a huge amount. We still import a lot. But in those particular markets, we see greater demand going for American products. We also see companies like steel companies and about a dozen solar manufacturing companies opening facilities to manufacture here in the U.S. And solar, we've seen it everywhere from Maryland and Virginia right across the country to Oregon. And in steel, we've seen new mills and new plants opening up, or old plants that were mothballed being taken out of mothball and reopened in places like Illinois, Texas, Arkansas, Florida. So all those new plants are contributing to new jobs. So we're seeing thousands of more jobs coming on stream. And these are manufacturing jobs. In general, they pay well above the average wage in America. And we see dollars flowing into those communities. It's all just starting. Our model, we plan that over 3 years. We assume, in other words, that the investment dollars are going to flow this year, next year, and the year after, and the jobs will come on stream in proportion to that. So that's the positive side of tariffs stimulating the U.S. economy. Now, there's a negative side that people love to talk about in the media, and that is that tariffs raise the prices of certain things, and that could cut back on demand and, you know, make households worse off. But what we did is we said, well, look, it's now November. Tomorrow it's December 2018. So we've got a very good idea of what prices have done this year. And lo and behold, when you look at prices this year, they stayed in check. They're growing 2% a year, no more than that. And then you can look specifically at specific sectors. I'll give you one great example. Everybody said when the steel tariffs were announced that steel prices were going to go up, and that was going to lead to car prices going up, and people would have to pay more for cars. Well, steel prices have gone up, although in the last couple of weeks they've started to recede. But the interesting thing is new auto prices are only up 0.5% this year so far, and the year's almost over. So they're up well below the rate of inflation. So there is effectively no inflationary impact from tariffs. So there's no negative impact from these tariffs. It's all gravy from an economist's point of view. It's all stimulating the domestic economy. The final point I want to make, Alan, and I'll turn it back over to you, is, you know, people say, well, is this nationalism? Is this Are we hurting the foreigners? And, you know, my answer to that is in two parts. First of all, these tariffs are designed to get China to play by the rules of international trade. They're the wrongdoers. They're the one that started the trade war 20 years ago, not the United States. So these are it's the right thing to do to levy tariffs against China. Now, more generally, internationally, I would say to you that whether you call it nationalism or patriotism or America first, it's the obligation of our government to see that it can do the best it can for U.S. citizens. And if we do that, if we build our economy, what's really interesting is that if our economy grows, we will continue to import. We already are the world's largest importer. These tariffs will help our economy to grow, and ultimately we will end up importing more from Europe and Japan and Latin America and Africa, all the countries that we want to do business with, and we don't want to stop doing business with them. We just have to do it in a fair way that allows the U.S. citizen to benefit.
Well, the U.S. citizen benefiting is certainly important if you're a nationalist, but it's also very important if you're somebody with an IQ, I have to say, above 70 or thereabouts. The reason I say that, Jeff, is, you know, purely and simply, if we let our country, if we let our employment go down the tube, if we let our manufacturing, if we let our business sector shrink in size, whether it's manufacturing or what, America is going to suffer tremendously. And then looking at it from kind of a different example, we will not be able to help the rest of the world as we are helping them now. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you about that came up in the webinar yesterday, which I misunderstood, and Mike Stumo sent me an email saying, what do you mean you're talking about subsidies to American business? What we're talking about in reality is not a subsidy whatsoever. What we're talking about is any revenue, as I understand, and I'd like you to elaborate on this, any revenue that is gained from these tariffs will be passed to the companies in question to help them and consequently to help their infrastructure situations and consequently to help their increased employment situations. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. But I mean, let me be clear that is not government policy. The first, you know, 85% of our presentation yesterday was let's evaluate actual government policy regarding right. Specifically the steel tariff. Then just as an exercise, we looked at rebating some of that revenue from tariffs that the government is receiving back to the citizens of America or the businesses, and we asked what would be the economic effects by evaluating with our model. So that's not a policy the Trump administration is pursuing. It's something we think is a good idea because it would stimulate the economy further, these rebates. And you're right, they're not subsidies. They're returning revenue that has come directly either from the exporter or from the American importer paying for those goods. So why not rebate those funds to business? And through business, it will go back to the consumer. So it's an economic idea that we're looking at, and I think it's a good idea.
You know, I got to tell you, no president in my lifetime has ever received as much criticism as Donald Trump. But I have to tell you, the one place where you simply cannot criticize his administration is that the economy is getting much stronger. Now, along those lines, you and Steve brought out yesterday that the accepted growth rate consensus for 2018 is going to be about 3.5% and then decrease slightly in 2019 to about 2%. Is that true?
Yes, that's the consensus view right now. I think those are good numbers. Yep.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting if they go from 3.5 down to 2. It'll be interesting to see the spin that the Democrats put on that in the 2020 elections. I think that the key to those elections for the Republicans is really very definitely going to be one simple thing, and that is how is the economy doing, and consequently, how are the people doing? Mr. Ferry, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Al. Great to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to continuing on with KER Politics. You know, Jeff Ferry is a really interesting guy, and I hope in the first segment that he cleared up a lot of misconceptions about the U.S. tariffs that are going on towards China and some other countries. Anyway, enough of that. Listen, I got John Huber on the line with me, Dr. John Huber. We have the holidays coming up, and I really love to look at people, and I really love to try to figure out where they're coming from. So I can psychologically. One thing about the holidays is there is a very real phenomenon called the holiday blues, depression, right around Christmas, Hanukkah, what have you. And I have to say that I think it's going to be even greater for some people this year because of the tremendous amount of anger that's coming out of the political sector, and everybody is getting right into it. John, any comments?
Well, we haven't stopped campaigning since before 2016, so we haven't had any downtime. I think that is snowballing, and if you've got somebody in your family or somebody who has been an important part of your life for a long time, and you find out that they're not on the same spectrum that you are as far as who the candidate should be for you, it's almost like somebody's died, and it can be very personal, and people are not handling it well.
I agree. I think it's really interesting. Now, let's go back to the concept of the holiday blues, the depression that occurs for a lot of people, not necessarily for political reasons, but for psychological reasons. Can you describe that briefly for us?
Well, what we're looking at is what we're kind of calling festive burnout. And if you look at the data, there's three main reasons why people are getting frustrated and stressed out over the holidays. And it all goes back to commercialization of these holidays. And the first one is obviously shopping. Everybody has to do better than they did last year, or they have to outdo the cousins, the sisters, and all that kind of stuff. The second one is crowds, because people lose their social norms when we get in that shark feeding frenzy of buying those Black Friday stuff. And then the third one is actually waiting in line. And I think we can see it best if you go back and listen to Christmas music, which was, you know, believe it or not, a marketing tool, because the speed of Christmas music tended to be faster and more upbeat than regular music they would play in the consumer stores. And what the marketplace found out is people bought things without thinking about them if the music was at that right speed. So Rocking Around the Christmas Tree was actually rocking money into the store's bank account. So they like to play that going into Christmas. Well, now they're playing it the day after Halloween, and people are sick of it.
And that's causing depression?
Yeah, because what happens is they spend way too much money, or they turn around and have that buyer's guilt, buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
The next thing they do is they turn around and they feel like, oh, my goodness, you know, my brother's getting his kids all these things, and I'm not getting them those, so I need to get them those. And then, you know, somebody on your son's soccer team buys everybody a new soccer ball. Oh, wait a minute, I got to buy hats for everybody or cleats, and it's a competition, and it doesn't seem to be ending or slowing down.
You know, the thing that I don't understand is, I, like you, am a practicing Christian, and my real joy in Christmas is you're celebrating an event you're not sure if it happened on December 25th, but the fact of the matter is you're celebrating a very important event. And, you know, I have to tell you, it always makes me just kind of feel warm and fuzzy inside. It's all a combination of the commercialism, i.e. the Christmas tree and the rest of it, but what I really think about is the event that we're celebrating. I feel good because of that, John.
Well, I do too, but I think it's a little more now that I'm a parent. Now, I've been a parent for you know, 16 years now. And it's special for me because I watch, it's like I get to watch my kids. You know, it's not a birthday. It's a time that I get, you know, 2 or 3 weeks over the holiday. I get to be with my kids. They're not in school. I take time off of work. And it's very bonding. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm blessed this year. I ask my kids what they want for Christmas. My daughter wants me to get things for her dog. And, you know, my son's like, nothing, I'm fine, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm blessed, you know, and part of it is, you know, they're both looking, you know, my daughter's been deer hunting with me several times this year already. My son is in a competitive choir. We're down here in Houston and Galveston this weekend singing at the Dickens holiday thing, doing Christmas carols in traditional dress. And he's ready for when that's over. That's when he wants to spend, you know, the last 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks deer hunting with him. So it's like we got all these things to do together, and that's what we're excited about. And that's pretty awesome. I'm blessed. I really am.
Yeah, there's no question about that. But there are a lot of people who really don't feel that way. And I just, you know, it sounds kind of silly, and maybe it sounds like I'm reaching a bit. But I got to tell you, with the amount of anger that we have in the country today, the amount of insanity, for lack of better terms, that's going on, I just hope and pray, John, honestly, that we don't have any, you know, violent instances resulting from a depression or what have you that some individual would have. You know, I guess the only thing I can say is, come on, man, we got to take the time to try and help everybody and love everybody. It just, that's what it's all about, in my opinion. And I don't know, to me, that's a far cry from being depressed.
Exactly. It's about the relationships. It's about being with people you care about. And, you know, we found a really good way to stop that political kind of stimulation that sets people off. And on my wife's side of the family, there's lots of stepdads because of divorces and stepmoms and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And what we've done, I've been blessed, you know, as a university professor, and I get a lot of students who are way away from home and family. So we invite them, sometimes they're couples or maybe even a small family, and we invite them to our family celebrations, and so they're not alone, and they don't feel isolated. But what it does, it diffuses a lot of this other stuff, because all of a sudden the family members, wait, there's a witness here. I don't want to be the crazy person. You know, I don't want to be that relative with witnesses around.
Right.
And it virtually has gotten rid of any of that kind of bickering and stuff for the last, like, 10, 12 years. And it works. So we do it almost every holiday. We find our new friends or sometimes long-term friends that are isolated and alone, and we bring them in. And half the time, we don't even tell the rest of the family, so it's kind of a shock.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, John, that's definitely a win-win situation, and I commend you guys for doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, if the holiday season gets you down at all, please remember what Dr. John Huber said.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics, the topic of the week, in my opinion, isn't necessarily the fact that Donald Trump thanked the Saudis for lower oil prices or what. The topic of the week is a migrant caravan that Charlotte Cuthbertson of the Epoch Times is covering that is, for the most part, in Tijuana right now. Now, a fellow by the name of Mario Martinez, who's the head of the Tijuana police, basically is on record in this article as saying that, you know, there's a chance, there are so many of them, there is a chance that we may lose control. The article went on to talk about the number of criminals involved in this particular caravan and a little bit about what they're doing right now in terms of drug usage, etc., etc. Charlotte, I do not want to summarize this article. You've been there for a week. We've been talking about the border situation for almost 5 days right now. I want to ask you one question to start. These people, I'm looking at the picture that's on the front page of the paper, and do you feel safe in that environment in Tijuana, Charlotte?
I haven't felt unsafe, but I think that's just, you know, I'm with another colleague, we're traveling together, she's got perfect Spanish, there are a lot of police around, we don't stay too late at night, so yeah, there's definitely some bad elements, especially just in that area where the migrant camp is anyway. It's actually known for being one of the worst districts in Tijuana, so you do have to be a little bit vigilant.
A little bit vigilant. These people don't look exactly to me, pardon me, looking at the picture, they don't look real complacent. And I guess my question to you, in addition, I want to hear about, you know, what experiences you've had in the past week or so. I know you started out in Texas a while ago because we talked when you were down there, but this thing could really get out of hand, and particularly with the criminal element that you have observed as being part of the caravan and the sheer numbers. Now, they haven't stormed the U.S. border yet. When do you think that's going to happen, or do you think that's going to happen?
Well, they did that last Sunday, actually.
We talked about that, yeah.
Sorry.
But they weren't successful, as I recall.
No, only about, I believe, 42 got across. But that was largely due to the US response was ready and, you know, most of the fencing held up. But it was more than 1,000 rushed at the border last Sunday.
Well, 1,000's a big number, but some of the numbers you're quoting in your article are much, much higher than 1,000. Now, the Mexicans appear to be deporting anybody that they have evidence is part of a criminal element, and they're deporting them back to their home country, and then the next step is they will be unable to get into Mexico legally. I hope that works. I mean, this is a very tenuous situation, Charlotte, in my opinion.
Right. It's pretty volatile. We went to the camp yesterday. It was pouring with rain. Everything was saturated. You know, there were 6,400 people at that sports complex now, which they wanted to cap at 3,000. So it's, you know, people are getting pretty frustrated. I think they're realizing that the organizers are, you know, they were led to believe they would basically just waltz on into the U.S. and be able to take up all the benefits. And that hasn't happened. A lot of them are getting disillusioned. We saw reports yesterday that the mayor of Tijuana has given the migrants 2 days to get out of the city. We are actually at the mayor's office right now. We're hoping to get an interview with him today just to verify that and to see how that would happen if it did happen. So I think we can expect something else to happen in the next couple of days.
Charlotte, I kind of missed something you just said. You were talking about weapons. Who's got weapons at this point? Are you talking about the police, or you couldn't be talking about the migrants? That would be a very dangerous situation. I don't think you're talking about that group, are you?
Sorry, no, I didn't say weapons. This line might not be very clear, but no, we haven't seen any migrants with weapons at this stage.
That's interesting. You know, it's amazing to me how a movement can get to be this big when you can actually have literally thousands of people, primarily males, I might add. The reports that I'm getting from you, Charlotte, is that there are not very many females and not very many children. Is that correct?
That's correct. At least 70% of the migrant caravan are males, working age males. And so a lot of what you saw on Sunday when they did attempt to rush the border, there are multiple reports of the women and children being pushed to the front. So it did look like the numbers of women and children were higher. But, yes, 70% we've heard higher than 70%, but I think it's safe to say 70% are young males.
You know, I hate to speculate on something like this because this could be a very serious situation. So rather than speculate at this point in our discussion, just tell me what the U.S. presence is on the American side of the border, would you?
Well, they're pretty well lined up. There's a lot of concertina wire around that's just appeared in the last 10 days, 2 weeks. They've beefed up the numbers on the ground. They've got the military. There's helicopters constantly in the air. You know, Customs and Border Protection and Border Patrol, they're definitely ready, assuming that their worst-case scenario is another big rush on the border.
And how exactly, I'm not really clear on this, how does the U.S. plan to meet that event if it happens?
Well, on Sunday, when the migrants pushed past the Mexican riot police and just ran hell for leather to wherever they could possibly see a gap, a lot of them tried to get through the vehicle lanes of the vehicles that traveled from the U.S. to Mexico. The U.S. was very quick at closing the entire San Ysidro, all vehicle lanes in and out, north and south. They were closed for probably 3+ hours. So that's just an immediate response. They just close that, which is obviously extremely inconvenient for trade and normal travel. And then they use tear gas, which helps disperse, rioting crowds, which these were, throwing rocks at Customs and Border Protection and ripping fences down and trying to get through. So I think the US is doing pretty much all it can at this stage. Not to forget that these asylum seekers, they can go into the port of entry. The port of entry is accepting about 100 asylum seekers a day. That's the capacity that they have to process these people. So they do have that option to just go and seek asylum. Obviously, there's a waiting list. There's a line up there, but that's the orderly way of doing it. But I think some people are just getting impatient. A lot of the men know that they're not, but they won't be eligible for asylum. So their intention is to cross illegally.
How can they be eligible for asylum? And we're down to about 15 seconds here, so we can address this in the next segment. But when Mexico has already offered them, pardon me, frog in my throat, when Mexico has already offered them asylum, I believe they're ineligible for asylum in the United States. You know, Charlotte, we're out of time. We're going to be right back, folks, with Charlotte Cuthbertson, editor, reporter of the Epoch Times. Stick around.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Charlotte Cuthbertson. Charlotte is an editor and a reporter for the Epoch Times. I'm going to talk more about this paper. I have it open in front of me right now towards the end of this particular discussion. But I wanted to ask you a question, Charlotte, a little bit about the organization of these thousands of people who are camping out in various locales, for lack of better terms, in Tijuana right now. Are they well organized, and if so, why do you say that?
Well, I think there's a lot of groups coming in, and for those medical and food and other types of assistance. As far as overall coordination, there's a group called Lost in Front whose name basically stands for People Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of a socialist group that has brought caravans from Central America up to the United States in the past, and they're sort of taken over as the coordinators. We've also seen at the camp a lot of communist literature in Spanish, obviously, being handed around to the migrants, sort of calling for everyone to unite in this struggle and, you know, we must get rid of Trump by any means necessary. There's a lot of sort of fighting talk on it. And I think it's just they're really trying to create a united sense of grievance that they should all be able to just go to America and take what is what they have been told is theirs for the taking. So the organizers are really trying to keep everyone together at this point, I believe.
You know, Charlotte, my question is, I simply do not understand what their beef with Donald Trump is. The only thing that Trump is doing at this moment in time that I can see that can make them angry, I suppose, is basically saying, you know, we have laws, and if you want to enter our country, you have to respect our laws. And they're certainly not respecting them. It seems a bit irrational on my part, that these guys have any reason to be angry at our president.
Right, but their goal is to dismantle the border completely, and so, you know, they'll rail against anything that Trump does to secure the border. But if you look at the residents of Tijuana who protested last week, you know, they told us they really admire President Trump for securing the border, and they wish their own government would do the same with their southern border. So Trump has a lot of supporters in Mexico as well. And so, you know, if you've got a group that wants to dismantle the U.S.-Mexico border, then, of course, they're going to go against anything Trump does to secure it.
You know, I've had some interesting experiences traveling on business in Mexico. Quite frankly, I love the country. The country has gotten a little bit dangerous, though, when you get out in some of the areas that I worked in and some of the mining sites, etc. You know, the El Chapo folks, for lack of better terms, are not pleasant people to be around by a long shot. But the average person in Mexico, I find to be very sophisticated, for the most part, pretty well educated, and also people who realize exactly what the true situation is down there. What I find to be really interesting, Charlotte, that you just said, is the fact that the Mexican people themselves, aside from those people who are doing the same thing in terms of, you know, entering the United States illegally, they seem to be behind the president and behind his actions. And I find that to be interesting, to say the least. I find that to be kind of comforting, actually. And I say that because I have a lot of Mexican friends. I have a friend, Jose Lopez, who I visit with probably three or four times a week at the dialysis center where my wife goes. Jose is a former supervisor, manager, for lack of better terms, in Homeland Security. He has no use for the people. He's a very well-educated man, very sophisticated man, and he has no use whatsoever for the people that are breaking into our country, primarily with drugs, for lack of better terms. So, you know, the support that we're getting from what I would call the sophisticated, knowledgeable Mexicans, I find to be very gratifying. Any comment on that?
Yes, and it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's common sense. If you've got a country, then it has borders, and you've got every right to secure those borders and allow people to just come in legally, which there are many ways to come legally into the United States.
Not in great numbers, though. I mean, when you're talking about 1,000, 2,000 people wanting to get in at any given time, that's not such an easy task. If you want to accomplish that, for example, in a day or spontaneous action, that's fairly difficult to do.
Correct, if you want to do it either way. Yeah, exactly.
But I tell you, you know, I have a very different impression of Mexican people in the sense that Kathy and I spent a fair amount of time in Palm Springs over the past few years, and I have to tell you, I have never met any Mexican individual in that area who would do anything other than work very diligently and very hard. They're not looking to get welfare. They're not looking to get anything. They're hardworking people who I have to assume, for the most part, are probably legal immigrants. And I got to tell you, I have nothing but time for those folks, to say the least. Anyway, in terms of organization, again, so what you're saying is there is a larger... This movement is made possible by pretty effective leadership. Is that correct, Charlotte?
Yeah, so the people that have sort of taken over the coordination, it's not the strongest coordination, but there are definitely a lot of groups in there trying to rally the troops and keep everyone united under a common cause, which is basically to get rid of the border between the U.S. and Mexico. The migrants themselves are a little bit confused because they were told that they could just come up and get into the States. They don't know. They're sort of starting to feel a little bit used, I think, for this ulterior motive. A lot of them are just very simple people who had a tough life. They've got, you know, it's very poverty-stricken down there. They got sold the dream, and now they're sort of living in limbo. So we've just got to see what happens next.
Got to see what happens next. I got to tell you, that's that's the million-dollar question right now. There's no question about that. I find it interesting that there is a portion of American society that feels there's no problem with people storming into our country illegally, taking advantage of the system, quite frankly, because they have to. You know, you get a family that sneaks into the United States, let's say in the state of California, and they have children. Well, you have to educate the kids. If there are medical issues, you have to deal with that. And unfortunately, the United States has a certain element, progressives, for lack of better terms, who are all for that, even though it's costing us a huge amount of money to take care of those folks. And I have to tell you, I do have to commend, I guess I would say, the local governments for doing that, but I think I would commend them even stronger if they made arrangements to get those folks safely back to their home country as opposed to just letting them take advantage of it. Because I would say that not the majority, perhaps, of Mexicans in the United States are advantage seekers, for lack of better terms. I would say the majority of them are probably pretty hardworking individuals who came into the country legally. At least that's what I saw in my time in Southern California. Charlotte, we've only got about 40 seconds left here. I'd like you to wrap up your experience as best as you can in Tijuana right now with the migrants.
Sure. I just want to say, actually, you know, I posted a short video on Twitter yesterday of all the tents, you know, in the pouring rain, and, you know, a lot of comments on the Twitter post were sort of like, you know, that looks like the homeless people in Southern California. Why don't we help them? What about the homeless veterans? And, you know, I think you really do have to weigh up that, you know, should Americans help Americans first? There are a lot of people who are in a very similar situation as these ones in Tijuana right now.
That's a very good point, and that will be the subject of our next interview. Charlotte Cuthbertson, thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.